But at this point, we are assuming the change of value is because of, there's a machleik to show you, according to Rashi, because of the amount that the ganav invested, or because of the effort of the ganav to destroy the object, or according to the Ri, according to Tosfos, it happened by itself. Right? So Rav Shesha says Rav could not mean what he's saying, and Rav Shesha apparently is focusing. This minish is getting better and better. And Rav Shesha is then guys actually start taking notes. Huh? So Rav Shesha says Rav Shesha says the Tanya. I'll bring you Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa is very clear. That the kenas is ke'ein shagana. So Amrei, what's Amrei? Amrei mishum do omale anofa tinviyat shoka. What's the Amrei? Is the Amrei a hezber in the brisa? Is the Amrei a response to Rav Sheshes? Nope. How did you read it? Wait, Ezra, how did you read it?
Well, saying what the
rest of
the
Mitzvah
is not what
Rav
is talking about.
This is not another. Amri means it's never partial.
Yeah.
So it's not a response to Sheshes. It's agreeing with Sheshes. Yeah. That this could not be the correct Pshat and Rav. No? Go ahead.
Hearing from Sheshes is saying, is showing that this Raisa, if he uses Shahar Shasham Kinaim Shachar Rav,
right.
Rav doesn't know what he's talking about because this Raisa clearly contradicts him. So I guess Amri is saying no Rav Sheshes because that Raisa is talking about a different case than Rav, maybe.
So
Amri would be a response to Rav Sheshes.
His been the Raisa, and
would that serve as a response to Rav Sheshes?
But also agreeing to Rav Sheshes at this point.
Or not, because it's.
Not agreeing to Rav Sheshes in the way that he interpreted Rav, but agreeing to Sheshes in content.
Okay, fine. So maybe it does agree
with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes wanted to dismiss Rav altogether. So the Naskan of the Gemara is, no, we found a place for Rav. Yukur Vizula. Right? What you're saying is correct. Rav Sheshes wanted to dismiss Rav. I have no place for Rav Bechlal. Right? It can't make sense out of Rav. So Bryce says, and the Gemara says, no, we can make sense out of Rav. Yukur Vizula. Right, so maybe there should be some work to figure out. Did Rav Sheshes, does he disagree with the Yukav Azula interpretation? Rav Sheshes couldn't figure out Yukav Azula. Rav Sheshes disagrees with Yukav Azula. So we should have to finish up to find out what does Rav Sheshes say about Yukav Azula. But right now, the Gemara's Rav Sheshes are saying, I would interpret Rav to mean that there was the reason why there was a change. Right, one of two possibilities. You have to follow through both. One possibility is that the efforts of the ganav changed the value. Possibility number two is that the animal itself changed in value. So the Gemara says that, and that's Rav Sheshes' argument, and the Gemara accepts that is a dover poshut ad ma'od, that the kenas is going to be ke'ein shaganav. We're not going to charge the ganav a higher kenas, either because of his efforts or because of the natural growth of the animal. So the Gemara says, apparently, the Gemara says, well, Rav Sheshes is going to prove the second possibility. Toshma, now that I've proven number one, and you're all asking that I couldn't be pshat in Rav, Toshma, Shemei Nevechisha, Mishalanta Shlumi Kepa, Vajorah Chavidra, Kein Shagona. So the Gemara again accepts, Hosum Nam, Shemnerina Le, Mali Kogla Kula, Mali Kogla Palga. So now the Gemara is responding. Ki kamer Rav Yukav Azula. Maybe we should figure out why Rav Sheshes doesn't is there a Rav Sheshes of it that doesn't accept the Yukav Azula?
I just thought that Rav Sheshes, not that he necessarily disagrees with Rav Medina, just when Rav said it, he doesn't differentiate and say which cases he's talking about. Rav says it seemingly across the board. Ben Yukav Azula, Ben Nechisha Veshmina. And so therefore, Rav Sheshes has to come along and say, well, it can't be that Rav is talking across the board, so, because these prices clearly fly in the face of that.
Oh, so you say that Kinayim Mishach of Rav means that Rav didn't explain himself well. Yeah. Well, Rav said this, then he was half asleep. Right? If he would have been awake, he would have told you exactly what he's talking about. Kinayim Mishach of Rav. So then the whole suya is Rav Sheshes saying the Derech Kovin to Rav, that Rav didn't elaborate in all the details. Alright? And now he's saying, and he's saying, and now I'm going to show you that it can only apply to Yukav Azul. Alright, good. So now, So now, this that also fits in well with the Rishonim who say that the Chiddush of Rav is really on Karen Kein Shagonav, even though the arguments are on the Knas. Because what Rav Sheish is doing right now is simply showing that we have to give the parameters that Rav's did. Alright? Michael?
Why came to the Rishon of Rashi saying that, who said that the Chiddush of Rav is on the Karen?
But
also being
the Chadish,
by
one other,
right?
But the primary, because according to Rashi, the limud is Achel Lekeren Kein Shagonav.
Without that, we would assume there was another
din.
We would assume everything about
a din is different than the other. We have Rashi. Right now, there is another piece of it that we have to get back to, but that's going to be a later sugya, and that is whether the kefil should follow the din of the keren or not. Right? The Rashi could argue after the keren kein shagonav. Right? But the kefil could argue perhaps, you know, we're arguing right now that the mechayim of the kefil is all in base, and that's what's kishas the mud of the din. Right, so now, since the limud only addressed after the keren kein shagonav, so there's no reason to be marked that then, right? Right, and the Rishonim argue with Rashi, argue with Rashi that after the keren kein shagonav, it's a double kosher and a focus for it. Right, so in principle, everybody accepts that should be taken. So your question is that according to Rashi, why don't we say the Chiddush is both? The Chiddush is both. So we're saying that right now it makes most sense to say that the basis is Mechayiv Knas. We'll get to the discussion whether the basis is Mechayiv the Knas. We've touched on it already in part. Whether the kefil relates to the Maisa Gneiva, or whether the kefil relates to the fact that he was Masha, or the two Svaras. But I would say that without any Hechreyach, then it would make sense that the Gneiva is Bishas and Moravadin, because based on the Chayav Gneiva. Let me further pray for any other Makaris. Okay. Good. So this halacha now, that's a braisa, Shmeina v'chisha kusha v'shmeina. So the Gemara explains the pshat in the reason for kusha v'shmeina is anofatimna. Right, so Rashi learns pshat anofatim. Look at the Rashi. Yishum do amalei anofatimna avol shimcha v'damim shukru v'eimu yisbashuk oishen nispatma mei eileo mishalem kefel ki hashta. Right, so Rashi is very clear that we learn three halachas lagabe kanas, the three possibilities. Kanas, the change of value because of Yukra Mezula, that's going to be the Maskar of the Gemara. Mispat Memeileha. Rashi says we should be Doiresh, we should be Medayeh. That's also going to be Kishas Hamoda Badin. Mispat Memeileha. Because he can't say Anofatimna. Right? Mispat Memeileha. So the only thing is that when he can say Anofatimna, I was mashbiachet. So I was mashbiachet. So what's his taina now? Anofatimna va'ad shakalta. Karen is kein shagonav. Right? Karen is kein shagonav. So there the ganav is not being penalized for improving the Geneva. Now you want to slap on Kefil and Arba Chamisha. So the Havamin is Kishas Hamad Abedin. According to Rosh, Bishas Hamad Abedin or Bishas Setericha. So now we want to penalize the Ganav for his efforts. So the Ganav says that's not fair. And therefore he should not have to pay. So Rashi says, but if Nispatu Me'e Leha, then he should have to pay. Right? So it's only if it's his efforts. That's the patch of the Gemara. Right? And no fatimna. What's the Hezber? If it's Shkusha, if it's Shmeina Bekhisha, so Mali Kotla Palga, Kula Mali Kotla Palga. So Rashi says, Hilchach, Mehi Shaita, the Akhosha Ischela Lotvicha. The Svar is a difficult Svar of her. Right? What is the Ganav saying apparently? It went down in price. Rashi explains also. Rashi says, V'kisha, Ganav V'kisha B'yadayim, V'terach Meloch Ha'amaka. So Rashi is entirely consistent. Then Ganav ruined the object. So the Gemara says that since he ruined the object, he obviously has to pay Ke'ein Shegana and not Kishas Amar Abedin. The Lashon of the Rosh is Chayde Niska. Right? What's the Pasha of the Gemara say? Mali Kotla. How does Rashi win Pshat? What's the difference with Rashi's Pshat? What's left unsaid, unexplained according to Rashi? No? Right? Kefil and Mechira. Kefil and Mechira. When it comes to Shechita, so he says, Mali Kotla Palga, Mali Kotla Kula. The Shechita that began early. It's also a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because the Shechita began early. What would happen if he didn't end up killing him? So what would it be? He didn't do Shechita in the end. So he's not going to pay Dalad Behe. Bechlal. Alright? There's no Dalad Behe. So when he began killing it. If he began killing it, so why don't we give him some kind of Kanas? So you're not really taking it seriously if he began killing it earlier. If he ends up killing it, so then we'll say, it began... that doesn't really stand up. But certainly by Mechira, what if they began selling it early? It's hard to say, no? Kefil doesn't fit in Kefil Bechlal. Right? So by Khusha, by Shmeina Vikhisha, according to this Svara, Kefil should be Kein Shagana, Kshasamod Abedin. Right, the Rishonim will point out that there's a tesef like that. That finishes this up entirely rigorously. The kefil doesn't, the kefil is kishas from what it did. But let's try and understand the Rashi. So Rashi explains, again, when it comes to din of knas, according to Rashi, when it comes to din of knas, so we should be able to say, enough at enough, and that the akhoshas may begin early. Michael, what would we say?
Similar
to the story
of
Malka Fakur Malka Fakur,
they're answering for the whole rice, which includes Kefil and all types of.
How does that include
Kefil? Then, according to Rashi, it just says Tevifa.
Right.
According to Rashi, that it doesn't include it. Meaning, according to the way the first answer is, our first answer is, I'm not putting the other Shikalta, that doesn't look out between. That doesn't
help with anything.
Right,
good. Similarly, the second one also, though. So Rashi says Tevucha, I'm not,
maybe he's not
referring
to
an actual Tevucha, maybe he's referring to
that just
a
an
animal,
like an animal,
like an
animal.
Good. So Lachari, you could say that in Mechira also. You could refer to Mechira as, Mechira is like Ibud Min Oilam. Mechira is Ibud Min Nechse. So the Ibud Minichse Aganav began with the Hakoshes Aveinu. You could argue with that. Kaif would be hard to argue. Right? Unless you argue, no bad.
I can't just say that, it's like there's a clean in front of me and I have a hammer and I'm going like this and I'm about to hit it, but it's not midway, so I haven't hit it yet. But maybe I throw a part of it, it's about to shatter into pieces. I don't know. You're driving this animal into the ground. You're
right.
Working this animal. You're almost, if you keep on working it any harder, the animal's been dropped dead.
Good, okay.
So that's awesome.
If you say that, though, then you're going into trouble. Because Lamaisa, if the animal does not die, you're not going to pay a cent extra in Knas. That's the one thing that you run into trouble. You really think it's sort of logical then. I found a crazy question. Yeah, good.
If it does die, you don't pay him chamisha.
Right.
If it does die,
you starve it to death. It's not
right.
Right. It's also true. Right. If it doesn't die, it's rather shechita. Correct. Correct. Exactly. Right. If it ends up dying because of being overworked, you're not going to have a chamisha.
Okay, so then it's a malika la kula. Also, there's no difference if I work the animal to the ground until it dies, or I work the animal until it's very weak. There's no difference. I'm not penalized.
Right. So it makes it difficult. Only if I do a maisa shechita at the end. But if I never get to do, I work it and work and work, it gets shvach, and then I do a shechita. And then I'll pay the olive hay the way it was before. But if it dies, if it drops dead, then I'll end up paying, then I'm not going to pay the olive hay. I'm only going to pay cake, I'm only going to pay, so it's very hard to say that the shechita began by trying to run into the ground, because if a mum is running to the ground, I won't pay the dollar pay. So that's a difficulty in the story.
Well, I'll pay cable gain shagun.
What's that?
I'll pay cable.
You'll pay cable gain shagun.
But then isn't that what we're trying to do?
No, you'll pay kafel. You'll pay kafel.
If I run into the ground, I pay kafel gain shagun.
Right. But the chayrim, that'd be a chiddush to say that you're paying kafel because of the. The cable is in any way related to the fact that you're making a shvach.
Right, it's not.
All right.
Isn't that the point? We're saying that Shmei Kisha, we're saying that the kafel and the karen are both the engine of.
Correct.
So that's what he's explaining it, no?
How does that get secure?
Now, what's the reason why in Shmei Kisha, right? So the Brisa says Rav's din is Kishasa Mada B'din, but the Brisa says no, it's Ke'ein Shigonav,
right? Because if I would run into the ground, it's going to be Ke'ein Shigonav.
Right.
So too, if I only make it weaker, it's also going to be Ke'ein Shigonav.
Right.
So that's why
if I kill it, so it's going to be, then it'll I'll be nabbed than a dollar bay.
Only if I do shechita, not if I run
right,
to the ground.
Right.
If I run to the ground, so I'm going to be chayav kafel gain shagunav. So too, if I just make it weaker, I'm also going to be chayav.
Why is it a mali kot la pal la mali kot la kula svara? Is it? Well, how does that svara contribute to what you say? You're arguing if I have if I steal any object and I ruin the object. Right, so then I return the object. I have to when I evaluate how much I'm going to return. So it's gain shagunav. I don't evaluate. I steal a car. I bang the car up, right? And then somehow I can't return the car anymore. So I have to pay. All right. So you're saying I should evaluate based on the maisig nevel. What's the reason for that?
Why if I can't return it anymore?
Yeah. Why should I go back to Ke'en? He's going to make it easy with the Karen. I'm going to get involved and take rid of it in the rush.
Well, I mean,
somebody steals it from me, let's say.
Well, in terms of if it's cut the kula, so that I don't know the svar for, but we're only coming, Rashi's only coming to explain like a cut the palga.
Okay.
Speaker. So he's saying cut the palga is just like cut the kula. Why cut the kula? I pick Ke'en Shagunav, so
you're arguing based on pure svara, right? You don't need the kotla palga mali kotla palga mali kotla kula v'chlal.
Right.
So that's the question. What's the question? And then Rashi See, Rashi is being medayik in the sugi because Rashi says itchul la tvicha. So Rashi wants you to relate it to the tvicha mechira, right? So unless you say the following lechora, if you apply the granat svara, then you could resolve this whole problem, right? What's the granat svara? That kefel is also a penalty because it's holding on to somebody else's object. In other words, there's two issues of it. There's a maisik and neva, and then there's called ibud nafasim shalacher. Right? Now there's different ways of being ma'abud nafasim shalacher. One is holding on to it. Right? Whether I'm a ganav or not a ganav. I could be a shomer and hold on to it past the time that I'm supposed to hold on to it. Or I can have an achosin shalacher by selling to a third party, or by killing it, or mali kol palga. In other words, if Rashi is saying that they need that kefel tevicha mechir are really all part of one parasha, right? So then we can make sense of this line the way that you're saying it. Right? If the tzvicha is the ultimate form of what you're paying knas for, that's what the granat would say. The granat saying that this teshuvei kevel is because I'm not giving it back to somebody. Right? We explain teshuvei kevel could be like a rish shpira, like the Rambam says, because he wanted to feel the aggravation of the nigna. Right? But if we're suggesting now, no, the teshuvei kevel. And the Tikrinat says. So then one could argue that that's really, should we say, a little bit broader than the Granat. And you can say that that all the Knas over here is, because I'm doing a second Avla. Avla number one is I stole property from you. I violated your bylaws. I came into your house. I held you by gun, whatever it was. There's a second violation. Now you have property, and I am taking your property away from you. You can't use it. All right. So kefel is you can't use it. All right. Mechira is that now you have to run after somebody else again. Tevicha, you'll never see it again. So now the Gemara is saying all of that is gain shagana. So mali kolo if when it comes to tevicha, it makes absolute sense. Then you see it clearly. That it could be kein shaganav. What's tvicha? That thing which I stole from you, you're never going to see it again. So I don't. If I'm the nigna, I'm not interested in the fact that the whole history that you shechted my animal after you already worked it down $200. I don't care about that. You weren't ma'abed $200 from me to own. You were ma'abed that I never saw my animal again. Right. So then, if you use tevicha to interpret the whole parsha Knosos, so then this line, we can make sense of this line. Masha'ena Kain, if we maintain the svar that we began the year with, that kefel is for the ganav, for the way the Rambam says it. Kefel is that the ganav should feel the aggravation of the nigna. Tvicha mechira is something else. Tvicha mechira is it took away a working, as we said, one the Gemara says you took away a working tool of the balabas, right? It's a different. That's why he's missing a different thing. Then this line becomes very difficult. No, I go ahead.
Of course, the
Gemara
thing, but let's say that kefel, one of the objects, was not the aim anymore.
Yeah.
Why then is that only came from
you? Say it again. If you
the whole story about LA is that you're never going to see it back again. Yeah. But why does
that
have to be something like a
short set? Let's say
that's a
watch. Right, that's going to be Kasha Bachal. You're right. You're right. That's a chir shakra that only refers to short beset, doesn't refer to anything else. So if you say that it has to do with stealing somebody's tool or something, it's also going to be limited to shor v'seh. I don't know. I don't think it ruins the svara of here, because what we're saying of here is that through the din of Tzvicha, the Torah is megalah to us how to look at the parsha. So the kasha, the kasha, why is Tzvicha shorva said? And especially according to many Rishonim, that is shorva said not even under Baal Chai. Michael? What was that?
Or also only applied to Shlita specifically. Eitan killer, you should be, you know, same problem.
Right. We'll get to that. Also, Machlok to Shlita with that. But in Hanami, if it's, you're right. I don't know. Rafi?
Along the lines of what Michael was saying earlier, at least, that clearly, no matter how you look at why Rashi is only mentioned people, the Gemara itself is using a Lashon of it, versus Malikaf, that's already limiting.
Right.
So Rashi only mentioned Tifa is simply reflecting what the Gemara is already limiting to. And it might just mean the idea, again, sort of, it might be more of a literary idea, just the idea of it not being Ba'ain. I mean, his point is that, what do I care whether my object is totally not Ba'ain or half not Ba'ain? It's not Ba'ain to me. And so if you give back a half-eaten sandwich,
yeah,
it's not Ba'ain. That's, I have a sandwich.
Here we can just the use of the word tevich in the context of tevich and mechira. So it's hard to say. The next rash is b'shosha obdim and oilim. Here we're just saying. So just the fact that the rash uses the lashon tevich.
He's using the word which is too similar to. It's a loaded term.
Right. Right. So the chavrut wants to refer to this.
So I think also fits all these things that you were reducing in the recline, that even once you have any change in the object, you could actually call that Shasama of the day, which actually then fits well. And not only the answer back to the Shlesh is to say that Bryce is not a Kashi, we're saying, no, that fits back into Rav, to Rav Sin, because we're saying that is
the Shasama of the din.
Because if you remove it out of the world, then we don't have anything to evaluate anymore.
Right. So only the problem with that is the Gemara really could have. If that is Hanum Shah the Gemara, then the Gemara did not have to have new Ekimta. Kikom Rabbi Kamazula. The Gemara should have said, all right, we've done our job, we just have to explain. Right. Go, look at the faces. Yeah.
According to Rana, even within Rashi, Rashi says, he doesn't say, I don't care about the Akasha since I'm being Tovea. He says, the Akasha is the beginning of the Tvichi.
Right.
So you only say, because since the Tvichi, so I therefore don't care about it? Like, once I move from the world, so who cares that it went down to $100?
Right.
But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, the
Achosha
is the beginning of the
Tefillah,
not that since there's
Tefillah,
so who cares about that?
Right, so I was suggesting that once you see this Rashi, so then it fits into the Granat. Because once you say that the idea is even in Olam, right? So Rashi is saying that if the Torah was Keveya, that Tefillah should teach us how to look at the whole parsha. So Mali, if I'm Abim and Olam, part of the animal, the whole animal, right? It doesn't solve all problems, because Michael is correct. I could be Ma'abim and Olam in different ways, and the Torah is not going to hold, and I could be Ma'abim and Olam other objects. So it doesn't explain the whole parsha, but what it's saying is that the din of Tevicha is megala how to learn whatever we know of the parsha. Right? If Tevicha is seen as even an olam, so that began early. Right? That's what we're saying. And Achanami, we still have problems because he could work the animal to death and he will not be chayiv dalavei. But what we're saying is that the Tevicha does teach us how to view the parsha. So when you look at it through the idea of Tevicha, so then the whole Tevicha began b'shas Tevicha. The history that I was saying is in the Tevicha. The mice, when the animal's not ba'olam, so I don't care the history. I care that Kain Shagana was lost. That's the Kaveya of Tavicha. Now the Gemara is saying that that we should look, that Tavicha is teaching us that it's the Ibud Minat Bailam, so to speak, which is Kaveya, the Din of the Knas. Right?
According to Rashi, he says that
only be that, yeah.
When it's,
yeah.
What's the reason that, why would we think that the Gemara goes on and asks, oh, about the stream of the Fisha, why would we ever think that the difference between going up and down? If once you tell me that it's a Din B'Adayim, then I understand. So if it's a Din B'Adayim, you made it fatter, the Adayim made it skinnier. No matter what, it's going to be Shas Kanim. Why is the Gemara going to go on after we explain that it went up? Why is the Gemara going to have to go down? Even according to Rashi, the first Rashi, he says, Kasaka Daikos, I shouldn't call them a Fisha Gan the Adai. So the Gemara answers, according to Rashi, no, that Siddur to the Adai, I should call the Dhamma Mishukur or Shinaz Me'alea, Shal Kepo Kihashta.
So the question of why the asking the following. I'm not sure we'll be able to answer fully now. If we wait till we get to the din of Kavra Shasya. Michael's asking that once we say Anofatimna, so therefore I should not have to pay kefil on the higher price. So is it possible to say that if the gun of damaged it, that he should have to pay if he wants responsibility for the increased price? So we should certainly give him responsibility for the reduced price. That's what you're arguing. So should we never push it? There's no reason to say mali kotla kula mali kotla palga. Right? Here might well say the way the Gemara reads, it sounds like that there's room to say that the ganav should get credit for improving the animal, but should not be held responsible for damaging the animal. Right? So, but the fact that the Gemara says, chush is shemeina vekhisha, that we would consider that that should be kishas amoda bedin, if not for mali kodla kula mali kodla palga. So how you talking that we should hold the gun of responsible and give him credit for improving the animal? No, I should forget from the svar. Why should we consider holding it, giving him credit for improving the animal, and not take it as a repulsion, they will hold him responsible for damaging the animal? Go ahead.
Just in response to that, we're saying that starting to damage it, we're going to hold you responsible. Isn't it?
No, so Michael's saying that the terrorists, everything's good. Shalom al Yisrael, fine. But why do they have to go through that step? Why are we even entertaining? If Sheikh is pointing out to us that Rab did not explain his din fully. So Michael says, "Is there a posh ad maho that it couldn't be kush shmini v'chisha?" So the emphasis is that we could argue. You have to keep in mind that the Ordech and the Nish drives home. You have to keep in mind that at this point in the sugya, we're only talking about the penalty. We are not talking about the keren. When it comes to keren, so it makes very good sense to say, on the Karen, the Gan is going to take responsibility and get credit for improving, then he should certainly take responsibility for damaging. Alright. But when it comes to the Kanas, how to evaluate the Kanas, so the Gemara begins by saying the Kanas, like this is the, according to the quote, the Mr. Isan Kash, that's the Z Kash that's raised earlier. And the Mr. Isan is one of the men in the back. The mitzvah isan's kasha v'yirin, who's the kasha is that there's a din of yirin l'soyach sodah shel chaveroi. So what's the din of yirin l'soyach sodah shel chaveroi? Is that the yirin can charge the baal habayis, right? If the yirin is doing something consistent with the interest of the baal habayis, he can charge him for the improvement. And if he's not doing something consistent with the Baal HaBayis, he can still charge him for his expenses. Right? They have a field, and somebody comes into my field and starts fertilizing the field. So if that's what I would want to happen anyways, I owe money. I have no contract with him, but an implicit contract. Yoreh l'soich sod l'shol chaver. So Mr. Eason says that Yoreh l'soich sod l'shol chaver, if it's consistent with what I want, then I have to pay him the shevach. But if it's not consistent, then I only pay his expenses. So he says over here, why does the Gemara take for granted that just because the animal and became a fatter animal, that I have to pay that he has the right to say anupatimna? Anupatimna does not, even if he's not a goslin, does not win him the full credit of his work. Anupatimna, I could very well say, all right, I'll pay your expenses, and then we're done. Right? So the many answers, the Chazanish's mahalach is that you have to go easy over here. The Gemara is only focusing on the kenas over here. The Gemara is not talking about the Karen. The Karen is still Keisha gone up. But what about, and the Karen will say Rachel Cholofanech as well. When it comes to the penalty, the Keisha. So that does not necessarily present what the Ganav's expenses and what the Ganav would have earned if it would not be in a Gezel context. Right, so now coming back to Michael's question. The fact that we tell the Ganav, Anopatimna, you should not have to be penalized because you actually improved, you're actually giving something back that is better. So we shouldn't penalize you for it. Alright, now, does that mean that if it's damaged, that he will necessarily have to pay for the damage in his kenas, not in his karen, in his kenas. Right? If the kenas is because he is not being mekayim the din of hashava, he's holding back somebody else's property, so he could say, well, you're holding back someone else's property, and in the meantime, you're actually improving his property. So then we're not going to hold you responsible for holding it back while you're actually improving it. But does that mean that when you damage it, right, that we will necessarily penalize you in the kefil, in the penalty? All right, is that logically? So when it comes to kenas, not necessarily so. It would be keren. The Chazanish says, "Have a good point." When it comes to kenas, we're still going to figure out what's the basis of the kenas. So he says, "Enough atimna." So I shouldn't be penalized. I shouldn't have to pay a penalty for it. So we accept that. When he damages it, so maybe in terms of the kenas also. The marshal, let's say the svara of the kenas is that the ganav should feel the aggravation of the nigna. That has nothing to do with hakosha malikolakul. Right, so we're still trying to figure out the svara of the kenas. So the chayot, what you have to say is, if the Gemara would know exactly what the pshat and kenas is at this point, you have a point. But I think the Gemara is being megalitas with the point of the kenas is through this shakal v'tariyah. Go ahead.
That's true, but the second answer doesn't really solve the problem. The first answer is fine. Like I can say that. Say, look, I improved it. Why should you have that added up to your concept of new class?
Right.
The second one, how do you guys say that? Molly Cost and Paul Johnson, cool. It's a different thing. In other words, just because like Tifa, there's a special thing going on, Shasamada, again, yeah, it's a bad one.
You're right. So I
mean, it's still here.
You're saying it's correct. So what I was thinking, you're saying it's correct. What I was thinking is that the fact that the Gemara respects Malikotla Kula, Malikotla Palga, is Megalatas, that the Knas, following this Grenats Mahalach, when you and Rashi, that the Knas is not like the Rambam says. Right? Otherwise, Malikotla doesn't make any sense at all. Alright? So this is where the Gemara may come to the conclusion that this is, at least according to Rashi, this is Pshat and Knas. Right? All of this is in Rashi. Can we take a moment to look at the Tosfos? Yeah.
How do we explain, if you read it, that if the reason for the Knas is the Rams is having?
How would the Rambam read the Gemara? Yeah. Hold on, I'm just not sure we'll get it today. Look at the Tosfos. Anna Mifatimna Vyatra Kalta Mashma the Kishin is Patna Meyelo Ave Kishas Amoda Badin. Who the fees have a motzilo oikme milsin the rab, Kishin is Patma Meyelo. Plavit Sorach lo oikme be Yikra Vizula. Umil if ye emes a filukin shinispat meilel mishan kevel dalve ke ein shigonav ke moi bit leven asa ayo. No le kama. Right, this Tosfos is saying later on in Daf Samach Vav, discussing the Ri, that that this is not limited to when he, if he's mefatim himself, even the spatim meilel. He pays Ke'ein Shigonav. Right? So then, you only have to say that the aggravation of the Nigdav includes anticipated developments. Right? That Nofa Timna's Zladavka. If we say that, as Tosfos points out, that Nispat Me'eleha will also say it's Ke'en Shigana. Right? Not Kishas Amodim Adin. Right? So according to Rashi, if it's Nispat Me'eleha, we may say it's Kishas Amodim Adin. Right? But if you say that Nispat Me'eleha is also Ke'en Shigana. Right? So then, so what's the Ganav saying? Anafa Timna. Is that correct? It's not Me'elel. So what's for Anafa Timna? According to Tosfos, Hadil Pshat the Gemara. Next Tosfos. Pirush HaKuntris. Bishut HaKosha Asla Tzvichi Hi B'Kosha L'Ri. Delei Shaykh HaKosha L'Tzvichi Mideh. Kevin Shim Hoyo Horga Kula Vinyan Zilla Yayabod Dalin Vay, Tasis Kasha, we said before. Elohi Parch Mali Kola Kula Dein Hilchen Bosar Adamim Dahashta, the Kona Vishinoi, Vanishal Ligna, El Bosamik Vishaisa Shaloi, Vudain Bakola Palga. Or the Ri. Va'oidem read the Motzi Lefash Minin Acher Maliko Lekula Maliko Lepalgo Kulema Afilu Manda Omer In Shilu Besoif Avilach Lezin And Boser Chashivusa Dahik Shaita Kfim Ashu Shove Memashu Achrein El Kfim Ashu Shove Koidem Shchita Im Kenki Kod Lepalgo Nami Dainu Chisha Lezin And Boser Ashta. See, in both of these cases, you're going to have to say that the Gemara is choosing a point in time at which we will mechayev the keifa. both are going to say that the Anofa Timna and Mali Kavla is not Zav Davka, but they're identifying a certain point in time which makes sense in Machayev the Kenefa. Alright? So that's it. It's late now. Maybe we'll finish this up tomorrow with him. Look at the Tyson carefully, and look at the Shidim of Kubetzes. Shidim of Kubetzes quotes the Rosh and the Rid. It may be in the, I didn't check it on myself. It might be in the Tyson Rosh and Rid.
It's in the
Tyson. Yeah? Good? Okay, so maybe we can look at those, look at this Tyson, and the other Tyson. In the Chorin, it's going to address this question. That the Pshat of the Gemara is that this is just to identify certain points in time. Enough, but Timna is not a Svar. Like Rashi says. And Mali Kol is not a Svar. They're just saying we've identified the Shas HaGenev as the time as opposed to Shas HaMadim.
And Rambam
or Ben Kosher. No, it's not very well. Right? Okay? But what I want you to do now, if you can, and finish this up, is to start the Chazarin from the beginning of the parak. Because I'm afraid that if we don't chazar now, so we'll already lose what we've already learned. So it's 3 blot. And then after Yom Tov, when we come back, we'll pick up at Samachim at Aleph with Tamar Vishashe. And the upcoming, and then is Bemish. Oh, but I didn't tell you, there's a very important Mulchomas, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. The Mulchomas, the beginning of Agoizel, Lamdel and Aleph, says that all of this is Takanas HaShavim. Ramban writes that Mali Anofa Timna and Mali Kotla, there is no, it's not a Svar de Raisa. It's a Din de Rabbanan. We Din de Raisa, Shetakim be Kishas Hamoda Badin. Right, so coming back to Yoni's question, all the questions we had before, that'll be one way of one Mahalach. We three Mahalachim over there developing. So one Malach which is easy to sail through is all the Rabbanans. Enoch Nam. That it's that Medei Raisa, logically we should say otherwise, but Chazal, in order to make it easier for the Ganav. In other words, Anofa Timna is we're taking care of the Ganav. He would say, we want the Ganav to be able to do tshuva. So it's to help him out. Malach Kolokum, that's a terrorist attack, that's the Rambam. Alright? In Rashi, he can't say that. In Rashi, he's learning with the Gemara Kesuta. There's no Svara. In Rashi, to work very hard to figure out the Svara. So we work hard to figure out that the Kesuta is going to go down, you can make sense of these. Tosfos, L'chaira, is an in-between Shita. Tosfos says we are choosing points to Machayu. So these are just simonim as to why those points in time make sense. Or how we choose those points in time. Right? According to Tosa, I don't use the word arbitrary, because that doesn't give us the right impression. But according to Tosa, it's like the Chaznish said that like Chaznish and the Rosh, there are different points that you can choose. And the Gemara showed why we choose that point, okay, in Shagana. And then that would fit in well with the Ramah's Malach. All right, we'll wrap it up tomorrow.